All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into something you might not expect.
Yeah.
Something that might make you rethink a few things about how you learn, especially in those college classes you're taking.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about technology and focus.
Mm.
That phone that's always buzzing in your pocket, or that laptop you're constantly taking notes on.
Right, always there.
You think it's helping you learn,
mm-hmm.
right?
Seems like it.
But what if I told you it might actually be holding you back?
Interesting.
And we're not just basing this on, like, you know, personal anecdotes or opinions.
No.
We're diving into some serious research here, hard data.
Right.
Studies that really make you question that whole tech in the classroom thing.
It's true.
One study we looked at was by a professor named Keith Quesenberry.
Okay.
And he actually decided to do something pretty radical. He completely banned laptops, tablets, smartphones, the whole nine yards from his classes.
Wow, a total tech blackout.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because he wasn't doing this to be like, you know, some kind of old school tech hating professor.
Right.
He actually started to notice this thing he calls a tech barrier forming between him and his students.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that.
A tech barrier, though? I mean, what exactly does that look like?
Well, you know, it's that disconnect that starts to happen when students are so focused on their screens mm-hmm. that they're not really engaging with the lecture or even with each other.
So they're physically there in the classroom.
Right.
But their minds are somewhere else.
Exactly. And the irony is that professors often adopted technology,
right.
you know, hoping it would make classes more interactive, more engaging.
Yeah, make things more modern.
But it seems to have kind of backfired.
And it's not just this one professor either, right?
Oh,
like,
no.
Like we found that multiple studies have actually shown that using laptops in class can actually hurt academic performance.
It's true.
And not just for the person using the laptop.
Right.
But for the people sitting around them, too.
It's like a ripple effect.
Seriously. So, like, if I'm sitting next to someone who's on their laptop, even if I'm trying to pay attention,
yep.
I could be negatively affected.
It's what the research shows.
Wow. That's crazy.
Okay.
Okay, so how bad are we talking here?
Well, one study we looked at suggested that the negative impact of using a laptop in class is actually equivalent to the grade difference between a B+ and an A.
Whoa, wait a minute.
A whole letter grade.
So you're telling me that just by having a laptop open in front of me?
Potentially.
I could be dropping a whole letter grade.
The research suggests that's a possibility.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed it was that significant.
It's pretty eye-opening.
So what's going on here? Like, what is actually happening in our brains when we're trying to learn with this laptop right there in front of us?
Well, think about it. When you're taking notes on a laptop, you tend to just type everything out word for word.
Right, trying to get it all down.
Exactly. You're not really processing the information. You're just transcribing it.
Mm.
It's like your fingers are moving, but your brain is kind of on autopilot.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening.
Definitely. And then there's the whole thing with the distractions. You know, like all those notifications popping up on your screen.
Oh, yeah. You mean like the little red dots?
Exactly. Right. It's like a constant temptation to check your social media or see what's happening online.
Or like just quickly browse the web for a minute.
Right. And our brains are seriously wired to get hooked on that stuff.
It's like we can't resist it.
Pretty much. And all those little distractions, they pull at our attention, making it so much harder to really focus on what's happening in class.
So it's like we're trying to juggle like a million things at once.
Exactly.
Instead of just like zeroing in on what the professor is saying.
It's no wonder we're not remembering as much information as we could be.
So it's not just about like acing the next exam or getting good grades.
Right. It's bigger than that.
It's like about our overall well-being too.
Absolutely. There's more and more research showing that too much tech use can really mess with our sleep.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Our mental health, even our ability to connect with people, you know, like real human interaction.
Wow. So this is like a way bigger deal than I initially thought.
It really is. It's about taking back our attention.
Right.
Creating space for real learning.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just nurturing those genuine human connections.
Okay, so back to Professor Quesenberry for a second.
Sure.
What happened when he actually banned tech from his classroom?
Well, you might expect students to like totally freak out, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
But actually, it was the opposite.
Right.
A lot of them were hesitant at first.
Makes sense.
But they adjusted pretty quickly, and a lot of them even started to thrive in that tech-free environment.
That's so interesting. How so? Like, what specifically changed?
Well, for one thing, they were more present in the lectures, more engaged in class discussions. They were participating more, asking questions.
Interesting.
And they even said they felt less stressed and more focused overall.
Less stressed.
Yeah. And get this, they actually performed better on their projects too.
No way.
Right.
So ditching tech actually like boosted their learning and made them less stressed.
That's what it looks like.
That's incredible.
The professor actually described it as creating a calm lake for learning.
A calm lake.
Yeah, like imagine that peaceful stillness.
Free from all the noise.
Exactly. Free from all those digital demands and distractions.
I love that analogy. It's such a great way to visualize it.
It really captures the feeling.
Yeah, like giving your brain a break from all the constant digital bombardment.
Exactly, and allowing it to really soak up the information.
Okay, but I know some people are listening to this right now and thinking like, hold on, I need my laptop for my career. I can't just like ditch tech completely.
And that's a fair point. We're definitely not saying to like throw away all your devices and become a tech hermit.
Right, we live in a digital world.
Exactly, tech skills are essential these days. But it's all about finding that balance.
So like maybe setting aside specific tech-free times, like during class or study sessions.
Exactly. Or even setting boundaries for yourself, like turning off those notifications or using one of those website blockers.
Oh, yeah. Those are great for productivity.
Yeah. Anything that can help minimize those distractions.
So it's not about like becoming some kind of tech hermit.
No, not at all.
It's more about being intentional with our tech use.
Exactly. Being mindful of how and when we use it.
Right. Taking control of our technology instead of letting it control us.
That's the key.
Okay, so let's bring this all back around to our college students out there.
Yes.
What's the takeaway message here?
Well, I think the big thing to remember is that technology, it's a powerful tool.
Absolutely.
But it's not always the best way to learn.
Hmm.
Sometimes the best thing you can do is step away from that screen.
Yeah.
And just allow yourself to really focus and engage with the material in a different way.
Like giving your brain a break from all the digital noise.
Exactly. And it's not just about the grades.
Right.
It's about developing those essential skills, those life skills, like active listening.
Oh, yeah. Those are huge.
Critical thinking, effective note taking.
Things you'll use way beyond the classroom.
Exactly. In your career, in your relationships, everywhere.
I never thought about it that way.
It's like a double win, better grades and skills that will help you throughout life.
So here's the challenge for all you students out there.
Okay, I like it.
Next time you're in class, try putting away your tech.
Just see what happens.
You might be surprised how much more you learn, how much calmer you feel.
It might even change the way you learn.
And who knows, maybe you'll even rediscover the simple joy of taking notes by hand.
The old pen and paper.
Until next time, happy learning, everyone.